Okay, continuing the Gemara in Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis Maseches Tainus. Says the Gemara, third line from the top. Upirko Noah, one of the things that the Brisa says that the Chazan should have is Pirko Noah. What does that mean? Amar Bai Zesh Lo Yotzo Olov Shemra Biyoduso. Means that even when he is Pirko Noah, when he gets older, it doesn't mean literally his beard is nice. But it means that even when he got older, there's no bad things that they're saying about him, even from when he was a child. Says the Gemara, so Gemara is going to darshan in this pasuk. My nasna alai bekola. What does it mean that it was put on him from the voice, on me from the voice? Amar marzuchah bar tuvia, amar rav, amri la, amar bichima bar amar belazer zeshliach tzibur sheinu hagun. So referring to a shliach tzibur who is not proper, hayored lifnei hateva, who goes into davens as the shliach tzibur. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying about this person, nasna alai bekola, that the Jews are appointing this person who maybe has a nice voice, but he's a Rasha as the Chazan, and the effects are not positive. Al kein tznesia, I don't like it. Then the Gemara again, the Mishnah had said before, and the Chazan says the 24 brachos, Shemon Esrei Shebechayom, the 18 every day, Mosiv Alei and Ochesh, and we added 6. So the Gemara says, Hani Sheish, this that we're talking about says, Sheva Havyan, but it's really 7, Kedisan Al Shvi, Soman Baruch Merachim Al Aretz. We said in the list of the Mishnah, we were going through that long Mishnah explaining all the brachos, the last one was on the 7th one, we say Baruch Merachim Al Aretz. So isn't it really 7? Why does it say that he adds 6? The Gemara answers, Amar Nachum Rai Yitzchak, My Shvi is La Aruka. When it says 7th, it doesn't mean the 7th of the new brachas, it means the 7th of the longer brachas, because we even elongated the regular bracha of Goel Yisrael. And the Gemara brings a brisa which points this out. Could the sign as we learn in the brisa, the Goel Yisrael Mayrech, that in Goel Yisrael, the regular bracha of Goel Yisrael, of Re'ev Aninu, we extend the bracha. But Chosam Homer, in the end, he concludes it with saying, Mish'anas Avram Baharam Oriyahu Yana Eschem Yishma Bako Tzagatzchem Yomazeb Baruch Ata Hashem Goel Yisrael. The one who answered Avram and Haram Oriyah should answer you as well when you call out in your voices today. And blessing Hashem, who is the Redeemer of Israel. V'heino Nachrav Amin. Then we said that they answer Amin. V'chazen HaKnesses and the Gabbai Omer Lohem says to the Kohanim, Tiku Bnei Aaron Tiko, blow your shofar. And they blow. V'chozer V'omer, and then the Chazan goes back, and Misha says, Misha Anasa Avosenu Ayamsev, the one who answered the Avos on Yamsev, Huyayna Eschem Yishmar B'chot Tzalak Eschem Yomazem, Baruch Ad Hashem, Zohar Anish Kachos. Again, praising Hashem is the one who remembers that which is normally forgotten. Veino Nachor of Amen, they answer afterwards, Amen. Chazan HaKnes is Omer, and the Gabbai says, Hario B'nei Aaron Hario, again, blow the shofar. Bechemical bracha bracha, and so too in each bracha. Ba'achas omer tiku, ba'achas omer riyo. First one you say is to blow a tekiya, and the second one is a chua. Meaning the first one they blow a tekiya chua, then a tekiya, and then he alternates. And the next one when he says hariyu, it means you do a chua tekiya, then a chua. So Gemara asks, when is all this true? When is all this true? That the Tzibur says, Amin, to something that we alluded to in the earlier Mishnah, that's Bigvul, that's outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Ava B'Mikdash, Eino came, it's not true in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Amin B'Mikdash. Because we don't answer Amin in the Beis HaMikdash. Minayin Sheino and Amin B'Mikdash, Hadim really don't answer Amin in the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Kumu Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokeichem, Min Ha'olam Ad Ha'olam. Come, get up. I mean, it comes to Ezra during the second Beis HaMikdash, come get up and bless Hashem, min ha'olam ad olam, from the world to the full extent of the world, yivarach hu shem kodecha, should bless his blessed name. So what does that mean? What's baruch shem kivod? We know baruch shem kivod. Baruch shem kumach hu salu olam vod. That's the appropriate response. Umirom amal kabracha tehillah, and we say it on every bracha. Yachal kabrachas kulon tehillah tehillah achas. I would think that in each bracha, maybe there can only be one tehillah, one praise. And maybe you should only say one time Baruch Shem Kumachus Olam Voed, because it says Tehillah as a singular. Talmud Lomar Umeromam Akol Bracha Tehillah Akol Bracha Tein Lo Tehillah. We have to praise Hashem on each and every bracha, and that's the appropriate response in the Mikdash, as the Brice is going to conclude. Rav Mikdash Mahu Omer. So if the Nusach is different, what did they say in the Beis Hamikdash at the end of the bracha of Goel Yisrael? Baruch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael Me'olam Ve'olam Baruch Goel Yisrael. And what do they respond? Vehein onen acharav, and they said efrus baruch shem kum nechus olam vaad. And then the same thing happened. The chazan haknesses omer lohem. The gabbai says tiku akwanim ne'aron tikau. Blow the tikios. Choser veomer misha anos avram baharmiyo yanatzchem mishmel gotzachem atzchem hayom azer. And then they continue and they said that the one who answered Avram should answer you on this day, and then the Kohanim blow, and then when they have to go on to the next bracha, they concluded Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Zocher Hanishkachos, and then they answer again Baruch Hashem. And they say to both the truos, and it goes b'chul and it goes on. V'chemi kol bracha bracha. Achas omer, ba'achas omer tiku, ba'achas omer riu, achigomer school. And again, we alternate with the Baruch Shem Kumachusel and Vod's filling in instead of the Amens, but we alternate again with the Tikios and with the Chuos. Until we finish. V'kach, and so, just like this, this Minhag, which was in the Beis Mikdash, I'm not saying Amen, or rather saying Baruch Shem Kumachusel and Vod, Hinig Rabbi Chalafta b'Tzipori. Rabbi Chalafta had them do this in Tzipori. Rabbi Chana ben Chadion b'Sichni. And Rabbi Chana ben Chadion had them do them in the city of Sichni. U'kishabo adav v'athin chachamim. Amro lo hayu nogin kin el b'shari mizbech u'harabayis. It is inappropriate to do this outside of the Beis HaMikdash. V'izda amri. And there are those that say different. They bring a different braisa. And this braisa is also, we'll see, is mefurosh that besides the six brachos, they were also myrich in the bracha of Goel Yisrael, and therefore when it says seventh, it does not have to mean a seventh new bracha. It could mean that they were myrich, they extended seven brachos, and that was the seventh one, but one of them was a regular bracha of Goel Yisrael. What's that brachos? It could design like the following brachos. Omer lifnei, the Shliach Tzibur says in front of them, on the tainis esim v'arba brachos, 24 brachos, shemun asher shebechoyom. 18, each day, mostly Valeno Chesh, and we had six, those and Chesh, and when do we say those six? Bingo, Elder Rofe Chole, between Evaninu and Rifoinu. Myrich, be Geula, and the Bracha of Geula and Gol Yisrael, we extend the Bracha, Behain Onan Achrav, Amen Alka Bracha, Bracha, then afterwards they answer Amen on each Bracha. The Kacha, you know, again, Big Vul, and that's how they did it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. But that wasn't the case in the Beis HaMikdash. That was only outside. And the Mikdash they would say, Baruch Hashem, okay, so I mean, all about Allah. Again, stressing what we learned at that pasuk, we have to bless Hashem for the entirety of the world. Baruch Goel Yisrael. We finish up the Baruch of Goel Yisrael. V'lo hayu onim akrav amin. We don't answer amin. V'chol kach lama. Why do we do this? Because you don't answer amin. The Beis HaMikdash. V'minayin shein onin amin b'mikdash. And the Bryce here asks, how do we in fact know this? Again, we said it before, but how do we know this? That you don't say Amen in the Beis HaMikdash. So the quote's the same pasuk. Shenemar kumu baruch lo Hashem okechem min ha'olam ba'olam. We bless Hashem min ha'olam ba'olam. Yivarchu shem kilo dechem ramah kol bracha tila. Kol bracha bracha tila tila. We have to praise Hashem in each bracha with this Yivarchu shem kilo dechem or baruch shem kilo machus olam va'ed. Again, working off that pasuk. Tan Rabban, we learn our braisa. Alari Shainais on the first ones, the ones that you added in the beginning. Who am I, Baruch Hashem, okay, Semino Barlam. We have to throw in this language of blessing Hashem, you know, Olam Barolam. Baruch Oisol. And then, Hino Nachrov in the base of the Mikdash, Baruch Shem, Kumachos Olam Voi, Bechazanak Nesasimirim. And then the Gabbai says, Tikku Kwanam Tikau, below the Tikios, Bechosev Omer. Then he says, Mishanas Avram, Barmor, Yanaska Mishma Gotzach, Mimazah. Don't answer to Avram and Harmor, we should answer you today. Then he token arena with token, then they blow. Valashni, and on the second one, who I remember, Hashem, okay, so we know about Lam Baruch Hashem, and Achra Baruch Hashem, that we bless Hashem, that he remembers the things that are forgotten, and then afterwards they answer, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, and then the Chazan HaKazom, Harbi, Yibnei, and Harbi, blow the Chuos, Tazakhan, blow the Chuos, and the Omer and the Chazan said, the Gabbai says, Bishan, I will say, no, Yam, so Vian, Eschem, Mishra, Kotzakas, Kamayim, Zev, and Rina, Tokim, Nurin. The Gabbai then praises and says, the one who answered the Avos on the Yamsuf should answer you and listen to your cries on this day. And they blow the Truos. V'chein b'chol bracha bracha. And that was the same for every bracha. V'achas omer tiku. One they said to both Kios v'achas omer. And the next one they would say, Harbi on the altar. Ha'chigmar is going to brachos kulon until they finish. V'kach yinag v'chalaf to b'tzipor. V'chein b'n chadim b'sich. N'uk shoy to the v'etzachum. Amr l'yoy. You know, g'n k'n 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 And they said that they only did this in the Beis Hamikdash. So again, actually machlokas whether we even have this girsa at all, if it's a continuation of what we said before, and it seems very similar. But okay, we'll stop over here with Rabbi Huda on the bottom of the page.